And I'm Chris Arnold in Boston, where things aren't totally great, but there are some signs that parts of the local economy are starting to see some growth again. Tourism, in particular, is starting to pick back up, which bodes well for jobs. Down here at Boston's waterfront, you can see more tourists around these days. I'm actually on a ferry boat that's leaving the dock with a group of retirees on the top deck.
Hey, are you guys tourists?
We are.
Yes, we are.
The map of Boston in your front pocket gave it away, I think.
No. It was at a big
You mean
anymore.
we don't look like we're locals, is that correct?
Foy Strickland and his wife, Corrine, are here from Birmingham, Alabama. They just finished a tour of the famous sailing gunship, the USS Constitution.
How are you enjoying the trip to Boston so far?
It's fantastic. We've been here before, and we brought a couple with us that's not been.
The airport here reports a 7.1% increase in passengers so far this year. The State Office of Travel and Tourism says visits to Massachusetts from other countries are up 11%. And all that helps to create more jobs. There's hotels, taxi drivers, restaurants, and all sorts of other small businesses that you might not think of.
Well, this is one of the newer houseboats that we've just had built.
Over on the shore, Andy Chason is walking along a dock. He's the founder of sleepafloat.com. He has a growing fleet of houseboats here in Boston Harbor. He rents them out to tourists, he says, as a more fun alternative to hotel rooms.
You get more space than you'd get in a regular hotel. Plus, you get a full kitchen. They can sit up on a roof deck and, have a nice cup of coffee on the water in the morning.
Chason says with business and bookings for this summer picking up, he started hiring people. He used to just run the company with one assistant.
And now we have about 6 to 8 people, and we hope to double and triple that over the next year or two.
Chason shows me around the inside of one of the houseboats.
Back here is the main bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
It's got two windows that are stained glass. We sunk a fortune into it, and eventually, if things work, we'll get a nice return on it.
This is what economists are looking for, an upward spiral where more business activity leads to more jobs and more investments as companies plow more money again into expansion. Overall, though, it's still pretty fragile. And even in Massachusetts, the unemployment rate remains up around 9%. But it is starting to move in the right direction. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.